The city of Santa Rosa has some work to do. There is a special districting effort beginning in Santa Rosa, and on the KSRO live line with us is City Councilman Chris Rogers. Good morning, Chris.
Morning. How you doing?
So far, so good. So explain to our listeners why the district, why the city council is undergoing this redistricting plan.
Yeah, so about 45 days ago, the city received a letter from an attorney alleging a violation of the California Voting Rights Act. And the California Voting Rights Act protected classes in their ability to actually win elections or have representation within cities. This is a process that more than 70 cities have gone through in California, being sued in court and fighting it out. Santa Rosa has looked at the data and continues to pull data, but understand that we are in the process of moving to districts to make sure that we are in compliance of the California Voting Rights Act.
So you're going to have a couple of meetings, and I like in your blog you say that these meetings are a way less sexy way of doing things, but necessary to get public input. Like they can, your citizens can go in and give input to the process.
And there have to be 10 of them, Chris?
So what we actually have is, by law, we have 5 that we have to have. Last night was the first one, and then next week is another one that gives the public an opportunity to weigh in on how we will draw the map. So not the map specifically, the first 2 have to be on what are we going to use to actually draw the map. Communities of interest, if you will, whether they're school districts, whether they are geographic formations within the city, but what we'll use as markers. The next 2 meetings, November 1st and November 14th, will actually be looking at versions of maps. And there will be an interactive tool that the public will have that will allow them to also draw their own ideas of what the district should look like. The final meeting will be on November 21st, and that's the meeting that we have to adopt our new maps. And spliced throughout there will be multiple community meetings around the city as opportunities for people to weigh in on what they want the district to look like as well.
And of course, the idea of this is that, well, right now, the members of the Santa Rosa City Council represent the entire area. And this effort would culminate in different city council members representing different parts of the city, correct?
Yeah. So right now, it looks like there will be 7 districts, unless voters change something at the ballot. The districts will all be of equal proportion, and you have 3 council members who are elected in 2018 and 4 who are elected in 2020, and so that'll be the transition process. The first 3 that'll be up in 2018 will have to live in district, while you'll still have your 4 at-large that were elected last election cycle, but by the time that next election comes up, those members will also have to live in district.
So somebody could be, some buddies could be moving.
They could, but I think my colleagues and I have all been very clear that as we transition in this process, it's not actually about who sits in the seat right now, it's who could in the future and what's in the best interest for the city. So we'll see how it plays out. We don't know what the district lines will look like, but I think all of us are very clear on that point.
Obviously a very contentious issue. You've worked with contentious issues before. You worked with the Roseland Area Project Steering Committee, obviously very contentious in Roseland and Santa Rosa. What is it, just getting buy-in from everybody to kind of make this process work?
Yeah, I think that especially when you're doing something that's such a monumental shift in the city, I think it's really important to give people an opportunity to have their voices heard, but more importantly, there is a really complex issue going on here, and making sure everybody understands why we're doing it and how we're doing it. And when it comes to something as political as this, making sure that people have the full view of what's happening and it's all done in public so that it can be scrutinized and that they can see and make sure that there isn't any funny business going on behind the scenes.
So has this begun as an effort to avoid a lawsuit, Chris?
Yes. And so what we have seen from other cities that have fought a proposed or an alleged California Voting Rights Act violation is it's very difficult for them to win in court. And in fact, one of the
expensive
cities that
too,
lost. Sorry, what was that?
Expensive too, I'll bet.
Yeah. So the city of Palmdale actually lost the lawsuit and had over $4 million in attorney's fees that they had to pay back to the gentleman who sued. We don't have $4 million in the city and don't really like our chances of winning in court. So that's why we are doing this. Luckily, the California legislature last year put in what's called a safe harbor provision, which if a city indicates that they will be moving to district, caps the attorney's fees at $30,000.
Well, that's a big difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting difference that will be taking place in Santa Rosa. We will follow it through the next 9 meetings, culminating with that November 21st meeting. Chris, thanks for being so succinct and answering our questions so clearly this morning. Appreciate that.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
That is City Councilman Chris Rogers on KSRO.